Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun in. Fired two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Rain St. Louis West.
And how fitting that 2A Tuesday is on Election Day today, when you can go out and exercise your constitutional right to vote people out of office who aren't protecting your rights in general, but specifically your Second Amendment rights. Those folks are all over the place, hiding in plain sight. Hey, I want to get to my guest this morning. He is Glenn Caroline, the Director of External Affairs at the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you on the air this morning talking about I just mentioned that it's Election Day here in the St. Louis area. In the Missouri primary election is going on here today. We got a lot of important issues, and boy, we see this more and more across the country, don't we, Glenn?
We certainly do, and I think it's only fitting that we're talking on Election Day in your state, for the simple reason that the ultimate form of volunteerism a gun rights activist can take is voting on Election Day. And I'm sure, just like in November, there are going to be stark differences between candidates on the Second Amendment. So I think gun rights voters should look at it as the Second Amendment itself is on the ballot today.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I have spoken about this in the past, but like, for example, we see what's gone on in Virginia. Virginia should be a clarion call for Second Amendment supporters everywhere, because now that they've got complete control, the left of the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, they've moved forward with a variety of restrictions that, in my opinion, violate the Second Amendment. And if we can ever get the Supreme Court to wake up and take one of these challenges, that, you know, people will begin to see the truth about that.
Virginia's my home state. I'm sitting here in Virginia talking to you today. I was actively involved in the elections. We all know that elections have consequences. There was no secret what the anti-gun contingency was going to do if they won in Richmond, which they did last year. And now, unfortunately, we're suffering under those consequences. And I do agree courts are important, and the Supreme Court is especially important. And hopefully we can get some cases that strengthen and affirm our Second Amendment rights so that we can do away with some of these laws that I also believe run afoul of our Second Amendment rights.
Well, I appreciate what your committee has done here, because you've put together a list of almost 200 businesses that have decided to take it upon themselves to work in favor of gun prohibition. Who are these folks?
Well, we don't have time for me to go through the ever-growing list that's posted on our website, but I will say this. I'm very proud of our organization for letting American gun owners know which businesses don't support their Second Amendment rights, either through their words, their deeds, or financial contributions. And I think it's important for two reasons. One is we have the freedom with our dollars to decide where we're going to spend them, and many, many Americans choose not to spend their dollars and their hard-earned money with companies that seek to erode their Second Amendment rights. And secondly, we have pro Second Amendment employees working for all these companies. And I think it's important for them to know where their leadership and their corporate bosses are spending their money to eradicate their rights, in the hopes that perhaps as employees, they can make their views known to the leadership as well and tell them to stand down.
Well, I think this is important. And we're talking to Glenn Caroline, who's, on the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and the Second Amendment Foundation. Your organization is not calling for a boycott of these businesses. And I'm going to name a few names here in a minute. But I just want to make that clear, that this is not a call for a boycott, because you hear that from the left all the time. They want to shut down voices that they don't agree with.
Well, that's right. You know, we believe in choice. If you're an informed consumer and you know what a company does with its profits, and if those profits are spent on something detrimental to your constitutional freedoms, we want our members and our supporters to be educated so they can make the choice for themselves how to spend their hard-earned money. And this isn't a boycott. You're exactly right. Unlike the left that tries to shut down anything with which they disagree, we're making that information public, and we trust American consumers, who also happen to be Second Amendment supporters, to use that information however they see fit. And I'm sure many of them are going to decide to spend their money elsewhere.
Yeah. So here are a few of the names that we know that have made donations to or advocated on behalf of gun control organizations. I've talked about a couple of these right here on my show. Dick's Sporting Goods, Hallmark, the Hard Rock Cafe, Levi Strauss, Costco, Burger King, Delta Airlines, Progressive Insurance, Sara Lee, Yelp. I mean, the list goes on. People can go to your website to find out more on those names, correct?
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that is ccrkba.org. And you can find the list on there. We'll put up a link to this on our website as well, 971talk.com/Cox. Recently, though, Glenn, we should mention you've added some new names to this list, right?
Well, as I said, unfortunately, the list is ever-evolving and ever-growing, and we'll continue to update it on the website, because it is important, as we noted and as we discussed, that if you're spending your money with a particular company and you want to know where that money is spent on your behalf, or in the case of gun owners too often, against your core beliefs and against your Second Amendment rights, that list is going to evolve, and I'm sure it will evolve that if some of these companies decide that they're going to stop doing what they've been doing, we'll make modifications to the list that way as well. But we feel it's our duty to at least have an informed electorate, an informed group of gun owners out there, to know that if you're spending money at these companies, part of that money is working against your Second Amendment rights.
Right. Well, this is the thing I love, and I try to get this point across to people I have on this show sometimes who are members of a different political organization than I am. And I try to talk common sense with them, that when you support these organizations that want to shut down people who disagree with them, you know, you need to understand what the consequences are of that, because I talk to my friends at the Rain St. Louis West who sponsor this segment. Glenn, they tell me that maybe 30, maybe 40% of the people that have come in to buy guns from them the last 3 or 4 months have never owned a gun before in their lives, and many of them identify as Democrats or people who might consider themselves progressives, including a good friend of mine that a lot of people would recognize his name, who went out and bought 2 guns this weekend.
Well, that's right. The Second Amendment is nonpartisan. People of all political stripes, different demographics, different socioeconomic situations are all protected by the Second Amendment, and if they're law-abiding citizens, can all exercise that right. And as somebody who's been involved in this debate for nearly 30 years, I think that's a very unsurprising statistic, because in times of uncertainty, in times of unrest, in times when there are politicians calling for defunding and abolishing the police, it shouldn't come to a surprise to anybody that many, many Americans realize they need to rely on themselves for self-defense. They need to be their own first responders. And certainly exercising your Second Amendment rights is a fantastic way to protect your family, to protect your property, and protect your loved ones.
Glenn Caroline, thank you so much for your time today.
Anytime. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. You take care of yourself. We appreciate that. He is again with the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. CCRKBA are the initials, and you go to ccrkba.org.
Get more at 971talk.com.